Happy Friday, everyone. Well, after a couple of hours of trade today, the Aussie market has certainly faded from what was a better start, and we find ourselves slightly lower at the moment. So quite a choppy and unremarkable last trading day of the month of October. It means that the ASX 200 is still stuck below 6,000 points, and unless the market can stage a recovery this afternoon, we're on track to have the worst weekly decline for our market since April as well. This, of course, ahead of what's going to be a massive week for markets. The highlight, of course, will be next week's US presidential election, which is on Tuesday. We'll start getting results through, you'd imagine, Wednesday and Thursday next week. And the RBA also is still expected to cut interest rates next Tuesday as well. But today, let's look at some of the movers and shakers on our market. As far as the winners are concerned, we've got the banks, we've got energy stocks, and we've also got miners as well. In that financial space, the big winner is AMP, which is up about 20%. And this is after the wealth manager received a takeover bid from a US private equity firm. AMP said the discussions are still in early stages at the moment, and AMP is a company that's lost 75% of its share price over the past 5 years. Energy and mining stocks are also managing to hold on to some small gains despite a pullback in commodity prices, and this could be a case of bargain hunters perhaps jumping in, considering that from Monday to Thursday the energy sector has dropped back by 7% and the miners were down in the order of 5% as well. In the resource space, the standout is Fortescue Metals, which also happens to be the biggest contributor to the market at the moment. It's up about 5%, and this is a day after handing down a solid quarterly update as well. Travel stocks are continuing to have a rough week. We've got Sydney Airport, Qantas, Flight Centre and Webjet all down quite heavily, perhaps not helped by Queensland's decision to keep borders with Greater Sydney and Victoria closed for the foreseeable future. And this, of course, ahead of this weekend's Queensland state election. Now, plenty of AGMs, a number of quarterly updates as well. As far as the big movers in that group go, the worst performer is Western Areas, which is down by around 20%. Now, this is because the company's cut guidance for nickel production because of issues with a mine in WA. Carsales.com is also down 4%. The company at its AGM said it's unable to provide guidance because of the coronavirus at the moment, and the Aussie dollar 70.3 US.